Welcome to Dafyomi Yerushalmi. The shiur is sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Yudalef in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Ches towards the end of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shayara Shechonas Beviko. There's a caravan that camped in a Biko, in a big valley. V'yikifua Klei Behemo, and they surrounded it with Kalim, meaning Klei Behemo means Kalim that are used for an animal. Metaltalim b'soichos. You're allowed to carry in that mechitza, in that fence that they created. Uvat she'e godoy gavoy asot tfachim. As long as this fence has the height of 10 tfachim. Ve'lo yubo pirtzois yeser salabinyon. And the openings will not be greater than the actual fence. The pirtzo won't be greater on the oimit. The opening areas will not be more than the actual fence. Kol pirtzo she'ike eser amus. Muteres, Nishike Pesach. Here's the Mikan Osir. If you have a Pesach, which is up to 10 Amos, that's fine as long as the Oymen is greater, because 10 Amos is the size of a large door. But if it's more than 10 Amo, so it's greater than a door, so then it's a problem. Says the Gemara, Shayor Shechos Abigo Vichuli. Rav Archo B'Shem Av Chazdai, Lemin Nitzucho. What is this Chiddush to that we say this fence works? Rav Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak Ben Yehuda Omer Kol Mechitza She'eino Shel Shti V'Shel Erev Eino Mechitza. He holds, in order to create a Mechitza, it needs to be that the Mechitza goes Shti V'Erev, vertical and horizontal. If you have only one of them, it will not be a good Mechitza. But here they were talking about a case that Oymen Meruba Laparts, that there's more fans than openings. So even if it's only one direction, in either vertical or horizontal, that's good enough. So that's why Moidehu Ocha, you will agree over here. Vetaniken, we learn the Brisa this way. Kol Oysim Mechitzois, Afilu Ukvim, Afilu Avitim, Afilu Gmalim. Meaning you can use the saddles, you can use the cushions of the animal, and even the animals themselves to create a Mechitza. There's a Kurdim and Domar, then an animal could be a Mechitza. You have to make sure that between every saddle, there's not a space of a saddle. Because if you have the space of a saddle in between, so you don't have oymen meruba al parts. You need to have the opening less than each one of the sides. Between the different cushions, the size of a cushion. Between the camels, the size of a camel. So as long as the oymed is greater than the parutz, it's fine. Well, actually, your oymed can get oymed, your parutz can get parutz. Another thing you have to make sure is that you should not have on the, let's say, the right side of the encampment and the left side, the opening should be against an opening. Because I don't want to have an open space going straight from one end to the other end of the biko. You want to make sure that there is a wall in front of every opening. So if I have an opening on the right side, on the left side, there should be a wall in that area. Hello, oymed can I get parutz, or parutz can I get oymed? Says the Gemara now. I'm going to say now the difference between kilayim and Shabbos. And we say the following. Legabi kilayim, the din is, that if I have less than 3 tefachim of a space, because also by kilayim, you need to have a wall that separates between the different zroim, the different seeds that you want to plant. So if I have a wall, and the wall has an opening of less than 3 tefachim, so then it's considered to be kesosum. It's called lovut, and even though it's open, but it's considered to be closed. Mishloishav adarbo, if it's between 3 to 4, it's not choshev to be 4, but it's more than 3. Imoimed rabba laparutz mutar. If there's more enclosure than opening, it's okay. Yeah, parutz rabba laimed asur. But if the opening is greater than the closed area, it's asur. Because you don't have a chosh of enough closed area to make it stand on its own. But if you have already 4 tefachim, and until you get the 10 amos, if there's more enclosure than opening, then everything is mutter. But if you have more opening than enclosure, wherever you have a fence, it's fine. You can use that for the kilayim. Why? Because you have your a chashavadik wall. The wall is more than 4 tefachim. It's chashav enough. So that area of the wall, that specific area of the wall, is good enough wall to be a mechitza. But in the space in between, which is greater, you can't. Guess connected parts is usur. Yes, sir, master. But if the openings are more than 10 amo, I will be showing you all the parts. Even though there's more wall than opening, connected the oymen mutter, connected the parts usur. For the oymen is mutter, connected the parts is usur. Because if you have an opening more than 10 amo, that's not an opening anymore. It's considered to be a new wall, and therefore in between you don't have a mechitza. That's all the Gabi Kilai. Avilin and Shabbos, the din is like this. Kapoch is Mishleisha Kesosum. If it's less than three tfochim, it's considered to be closed. That's the seal. That's the lovut. Mishleisha Darbo, which is not so chashuv. Or Marabo Vadesa, which is chashuv. But Shabbos is no difference. Because Imo Imed Rabbala Parutz, if there's more enclosure than opening, mutter. Imo Parutz Rabbala Imed also. If there's more opening than enclosure, it's also. Why? Because by Shabbos, I'm not looking for one specific wall. I need to have a surrounding wall around this area. So as long as this area is not surrounded, this area is usher. Yosef asks, if I have an opening more than 10 amo, I'll be showing you up with a part, it's usher. Even though you have more wall than opening, the whole thing is usher. Rav Chananya, Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, Rav Shmuel Yochanan, leiskan mishloisho v'adabor. Don't mention the braiso when you're referring to kilayim to say that between 3 to 4, if oimed miruba laparetz, it's okay. Why not? Because yeshkan piritza shloisho. You have an opening of more than 3, so it's not lovut. But you don't have a wall of 4. So if I don't have a chash of a wall and I have an opening that's too big, that's not going to be good enough even for kilayim. Same way, Asim Amonov, we learned, but we learned that you could put very narrow poles to make that into the wall for kilayim, even though these narrow poles are much less than 4. You tell me you have to have a chash of a mechitza, and I have small poles over here and it's still good enough. Omolais, he answered him, there between each pole is less than 3 tefachim. So even though the actual wall is very small, but if it's less than 3 tefachim to the next one, it's considered to be all sealed. And that's why it's chashav enough. But here that I have in between more than 3, so they're not connected because it's not lovut. If it's not connected, so I need to have a chashav of a wall. Rabbi Barabboy Mishim Rav, he argues and he says, Bekol Mokam Kivat Shahimid Rabba Lapor, it's mutter. If the wall is greater than the opening, it's mutter, even though it's less than 4, like we mentioned the Brisa before. Halacha Tezuk the Mishnah. Mekifim Shloisha Chavolim Zu Lamalamizu, Vizu Lamalamizu. You could make, in order to make a mechitzo, one could put 3 ropes, each one on top of the other, meaning they're going horizontal. As long as the distance between the ropes is less than 3 tefachim, so then you say love and it's considered to be closed. Says the Mishnah, Shur Chavolim, Oivyom Yoisel Tefach. The actual ropes, the actual thickness of the rope has to be more than Tefach, Shia Koyla Sarat Tefachim. So together there will be 10 tefachim. Because if I have 3 openings, each one less than 3 tefachim, so that's going to be together a little less than 9 tefachim. I need to have the thickness of the ropes together. I mean, not each rope, but all the ropes together should be a little more than a tefach, so that now I have a wall of 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, Mekivin Shloisha Chavolim, Omav Zihiro Loi Omru Ela Be'eser Uvi Yoyse Me'eser. Meaning, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, that the width of the ropes brings this wall to be at least as 10 tefachim or more. Continues the one that Vidav on base, Apochas Mikan Loi, if it's less than that, no. Telling more Vitani Ken, where brings a bright, so we see the same katz, you have to have 10 by Sukkah, and the Gemara is going to explain it. It says, if he doifin sheshiva tvachim, he has a wall of 7 tvachim. If he gbir min ha'oretz, pochet mishloisha mutter. So he has to bring in a more than 3, less than 3 tvachim from the ground. So now I have the height of 10. And that's why you get the 10 tvachim by the Sukkah. Says the Gemara, and we're asked a question on this. V'yovi shloisha chavolim. Says the Gemara, why do you have to bring a board of 7 tefachim in order to make this wall? Let's just bring 3 ropes. The first rope will be less than 3 tefachim in the ground, and it will be sasum. The second rope, you'll put 7 tefachim in the ground, so it will be an opening of 4 tefachim. But then the third rope, you'll put less than 3 tefachim from the second rope. So you'll have a sasum, because less than 3 tefachim, from the ground to the first rope. You have sasum from the second rope to the third rope. Now, even though between this first and second rope, you have a 4 tefachim opening, but you have enough sasum together in both sides. You have less than 3 from the floor till the first rope. You have less than 3 that from the second rope to the third rope, which means you have almost 6. Almost 6 is greater than the 4 in between. And you have oimen meruba laparutz. So that's what the Gemara says. See the Lashon again. You should bring 3 ropes. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. And tamna toma kol b'chol mishlosh kesosum v'kol toma kol b'chol mishlosh kesosum. You have a steam on the top and steam on the bottom. You have more sosum in the opening. Says the Gemara, isad baye miksha hachi koshim. The Gemara, listen, the truth is that maybe it's not such a big question because we mentioned a little bit earlier in this masechta. You need to have a sosum mitzad echot. Not sosum ishteid zotim. Here, each one of the closures is less than three, and the opening is four. So maybe that doesn't work. Maybe you have to have enough closure to be more, you have to have enough closure in one side to be more than the opening. So I still have a solution. Why? He said, "Bayim akshio, I still have another solution. Why does the Brisa to tell me that you bring the doifen of seven tfachim? Havi doifen shel arba tfachim. That's the Gersa of Abraham again. Make a wall of four tfachim. Vikosho, a little bit more than four. Takmir min haaretz shloisho tfachim chasikosho. Here, just make a wall of four tfachim, and then make it higher from the ground, a little less than three. So now you have a enclosure of seven. And put a rope, three tfachim above that. Why do I have to bring a board of seven tfachim? Yeva keyi demar Rabbi Yochanan. This will work like Rabbi Yochanan said. As we said before, you have a pit, and you have the earth, which is next to the pit. You join them together as long as the earth is greater than the width of the pit to be for the area of Shabbos. So as long as oimid is more than the cholol, it's okay, it joins. So here should join. And the Gemara stays with the question. Continues the Gemara and says the following. He put four poles in the four corners of the vineyard. He put a gemi on top of him. Peya here means Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, another way to say Tzuras HaPesach, the shape of a door, is a peya. So I'm creating here a wall for Kilayim by putting four poles and putting a line on top. It looks like the Eruv that we know. But you have this around the vineyard, and you're good enough. You have a mechitza. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yechanon, using again the Gersa of the Rav Chaim, Ken mechitzas kilayim, ken mechitzas Shabbos. The same way it works, but kilayim works also by Shabbos. Now the chiddush over here is by kilayim, he's putting it on the edge of the vineyard. So the size of the opening is much more than 10 amos. He wants to tell me that according to this bright, that should work also by Shabbos, to make Tzuras HaPesach even greater than 10 amos. He went to this place called Nagnegad, and he showed them Sodakas Ubeis Chaver Soesanikris. He showed them this field, that's what it's called. Where the opening was more than 10, and he had Tzuras HaPesach. He took different poles and different wood and made it smaller than 10. Amar Kazu Ken Mechitza Shabbos. He says it has to be less than 10, and the same thing regarding Shabbos has to be less than 10, and not like Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Says the Gemara of Zeira, "Moed Rav Shimon ben Lakish and Shabbos chain peir mitzvah to yotam yaser." He says, "No, we wanted to compare kilayim to Shabbos. No, could Rav Shimon ben Lakish that you could have Tzuras HaPesach more than 10? That's only by kilayim, not by Shabbos." Omav Chagam Estisu Amakin. Look at our Mishnah. It says, "Makiv Shloish Chavolim Zuli Malamizo." We said, how do you make a mechitzo around an open area? You put three ropes, one on top of each other, creating a fence. If you hold the Tzuras HaPesach works even more than 10, why do you have to have three ropes, one on top of each other? Just make two poles and put a rope on top, and you have Tzuras HaPesach. Why do you have to make three different ropes? So if you know, Rav Shai Abai, Hado Peyo, Amoy Samak, Milamalam Minatzat, meaning, the Gemara says, when it says over here that you could do Tzuras HaPesach, does Tzuras HaPesach mean that you're putting on top of the poles? Like the Tzuras HaPesach that we know, two poles and one on top? Or it's been at side, it's not on top, it's on the side. So it says the Gemara, and the Gemara use now the Gersa of Chaim for the next few sentences. In Tamar min atzad, you want to tell me Tzuras HaPesach can work on the side, of course above it can work. In Tamar min lamalo, I mean atzad loy. If you want to tell me it works only above, so you can do Tzuras HaPesach on the side. So the Gemara in Tamar Milamala, if you hold the Tzuras HaPesach must be on top. Again, Gisa Rav Chaim is Lo Yomer Chagai Klum. When Daf Yibesim with Daf on top, Rav Chagai has no raya because our Mishnah is talking about that the rope is not on top; it's on the side. So that's why I can't use the Tzuras HaPesach. I mean Tamar Minatzad, but if you hold Minatzad works, then Yoisom Rav Chagai, and then there's a good raya for our Mishnah. Why don't I just use it as Tzuras HaPesach? Says the Gemara still Malav Shoch Imilamala or Imilamalam Imatzad or Imatzad. What do I care if Tzuras HaPesach needs to be on top or it could be in the side? Why in our Mishnah, I just don't give an easy solution? Instead of having three ropes, make a Tzuras HaPesach and put the rope either on top if it needs to be on top or on the side if you could do it on the side. Says the Gemara, "Abundant the Kisuv, Shema V'Yirmiyot, Tiposer B'Shasuyim Kemin Dokron." We're talking about that the poles that the rope is on top of it are sharpened. So you can't put the rope on top. The only place you can put the rope is on the side. So you may like, where brings it around like this? Where it says, if Tzuras HaPesach works more than 10 Amos opening, so why don't I use in our Mishnah Tzuras HaPesach? So we can answer. Because in our Mishnah, we talk about that you cannot put the rope on top of the poles because it's too sharp. You can put it only on the side. And if you hold the Tzuras HaPesach, it works only on top, not on the side. That's why our Mishnah does not use the solution of Tzuras HaPesach. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Yud Aleph.